Blog Talk Radio.
You may already know what this is, man. PSA Radio. We back. Live and direct, holiday edition. My bro, Dre 3 Letterman, what's good, my G?
What's good, my nigga? Happy Thanksgiving again, my dude.
Happy Thanksgiving, bro. You guys have a good one?
Of course. Ate at my in-laws' crib, got it popping, had a great Thanksgiving, man. You know what I mean?
Hey, that's what it's all about. I was super sick for Thanksgiving, man. I ended up having to stay home. I'm sick. I'm still sick, bro. My girl was nice enough to bring home a plate, so I got to eat last night. We went shopping last night for all the gifts today, too. So it's been pretty crazy, man. Holiday edition. Battles have dropped. Those, right?
My nigga, a lot of battles have dropped, bro. We're talking about Chess Saga. We're talking about Verb Bonnie. We're talking about, what am I missing? We're missing something else.
Surf Shug.
Chef Trez and Bad News battle on Bullpen. URL dropped another battle with Chef Trez and Ryder. So a lot of fucking battles I have, my nigga. A lot.
It was a great Thanksgiving for battles and for battle rap.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Facts,
it was dope. Well, let's get into these reviews, man. We know what the people are here for. We know what I'm here for. I got my popcorn ready. We're going to start it off on the East Coast with the URL, Smack URL, Chess Saga. It went down at Born Legacy. The battle has finally dropped. People have been asking for it. It's out now. Crazy. My bro Dre, 3 Letterman, the floor is yours, my G. Give us a classic.
Well, I ain't gonna front. When Saga and Chess battle, it kind of reminded me of, I don't want to say Suge and Saga again, because you got the street element with Chess, and Suge had the same thing. And let's be real, every cat that Saga is gonna battle is gonna talk that street shit where he's talking, what he's talking, godly rhymes. And I appreciate Saga. I see people out there shitting on Saga, but I like what Saga brings to the table. You feel me? First off, this Al Capone Cigarello cat, Timbo. I'm calling it by next year. This cat is going to be battling, you know, for real.
Even he just want to battle that bar of the night. That bar of the night that he had.
Yeah, bar of the night?
You either at the table eating or on the menu.
Yeah, that was hard, my nigga. Yeah, that was hard, bro. I ain't going to hold
you. We're going to start hearing that. We're going to start
hearing
that.
Right.
Trust me.
You're right.
It's fire.
Saga sets it off. His NWX brothers behind him, DNA, K-Shine. I don't think we saw Big T. I mean, well, it's not hard to not see Big T. The nigga weighs about 300. Never mind. Listen, man. Saga says he's been waiting to talk to this kid since UFF. The Sean Marion line was cool. What he said, I was taught, when there's water to throw up, you got to breathe, bro. That's when DNA and all Chess are battling. You're like, breathe, bro. Breathe, bro. The Ice Cube line was cold. The Pound Chess, them doing the deuce, Sammy Sosa.
Yeah.
That was hard. Saga, I ain't going to front. The Timmy Turner, our design on Chess line was fire. Yo, that Sue Surf album, my new work with Get This Boy Chalked, was fire. Remember Surf's album cover?
Yeah, and chalk was the word Newark, that's right. Yep, that was crazy.
Saga. See, niggas sleep on shit like that, though, Timbo. That shit was fire to me. The Ray Charles line was cold. What he said, if my pupils dies in this house, he'll drop tears when I'm close to bugging. That was fire. You a Hogan shirt, you just a rip-off Chess?
Dang.
Did like that.
That was nice.
Yeah, that was nice. He talked about Steams carrying Chess his whole career. And I'm going to disagree with that, Saga. I understand you're battling and it sounds good. But let's be real, my niggas. Steams is the big homie to Chess, but I like Chess more than Steams, and that's no shade to Steams. I just rock with Chess way more than I rock with Steams. And I shouldn't even say that. They just don't sound alike at all to me. At all. You know what I mean?
I agree 18, with you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We said you 18, how you go through puberty, and we haven't seen Chess develop. That was hard, Saga. The Sable, Mark Miller, the line was cold. Listen, Timbo, solid round from Saga. I thought for him,
it was
and set it off.
It was a,
the
it
style
was a,
he brings
was
is dope,
dope
and the crowd was fucking with him. Talk to me, Timbo.
Let me tell. I was just going to say, it was dope because the bars were fire. And not only that, the crowd was in it. Like, the crowd was dope with it and made it a dope round. Solid, super solid first from Saga, I got to admit. I was surprised, too. I'm not the biggest Saga fan you'll find, but that first was super solid. Loved it. Not no dry spots in that. No dry spots.
I agree, Timbo.
Right.
And to piggyback on what you're saying, Timbo, let's be real, my nigga. A lot of people probably pick Chess to be Saga, and a lot of people when they hear what Chess got to say more than Saga. I'm just keeping it real. I don't give a fuck. I want to hear both cats go out. But a lot of cats would probably lean to Chess and
to
front on shit Saga was saying in that first round. So, and like you said, I thought Saga had no dry spots. And I rock with Chess more than I rock with Saga. But to me, Saga had no dry spots in that first round, son.
Yep.
Chess sets off his first round. I thought for the first 30 to maybe 35 seconds, Chess was taking too long to get into his material.
A little bit too long for the
A little bit too long for my liking, Timbo. This shit will fuck you up like two girls in one cup. That was cool. The Wild Hog, Harley Friends line was cold. I thought some lines Chess, Mans and them was, the gas station was there a little bit. I got to keep it funky and shit. Like I said, I'm not biased. I fuck with Chess. But it was some lines in the first round. Gas station pump number one was right there for Chess. I had to keep it a stack.
They were. Not gonna lie. Yeah.
Chess was telling some type of pain story that didn't really hit to me in the first round. And then Chess looked like he was about to throw up again, like he did versus DNA. Chess, my nigga, you might want to start drinking Lipton tea or instead of water to these battles or ginger ale, my nigga. You too young to have bladder issues, bro. I thought Chess started heating up towards the middle and maybe towards the end. You know what I mean? To make a long story short, I cut Saga in half. I did like that.
That
I'm getting
fire.
Through with your inner spirit. There's nothing out you. That was foul.
Yeah.
I thought Chess finished up strong towards the last 50 seconds to maybe a minute. But I
got
to keep it real, Timbo.
Yeah.
I got Saga winning round one.
Let's be real. I do too. I do too. But I'll cut the story short and cut Saga in half. That was crazy. That bar was fire to me. But you're right. He heated up too late in his round.
Right.
Saga was way more consistent. So definitely, Saga got round one. I don't really think, to me, and I don't know, I'm maybe speaking for you too. It's not really debatable that first round to me.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I see people saying Chess got the first round. I disagree.
Yeah.
I got to keep it a stack.
Yeah.
This is why our show is beautiful because we ain't playing because I rock with this cat maybe more than this cat. I'm a front on this dude. We don't do that over here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I like Chess, but I thought Saga won round one. I'm not saying Chess didn't have no fire shit in round one. I thought Saga got round one. Round two, Saga goes into the 51 degrees. 51 Designs line, that was cool. 51 Designs in the building, you know, with Smack and be doing the fucking...
51 Designs. Yeah.
Yo, Saga said a Raekwon purple tape. I'm a 90s nigga, so I appreciate this. The Raekwon purple tape scheme with all of Raekwon and Chef songs. I thought Kenny B also simple. All like, that shit was fire to me. The Terry Crews line was cool. Saga Tech talked more about him and Chess having the same struggles coming up, even though they're probably, you know, in different lanes of their life right now. Saga telling Chess the street life is not the way to go. Saga spins some pain rhymes because he knew he would have to match Chess sometime in this battle, Timbo, with the pain rap. You know what I mean?
He has to.
Yeah. The South Park line, that was dope by Saga. I did like that.
Yeah,
I thought Saga.
Yeah.
That shit was cold.
That shit
I thought
was fire.
Saga was trying to school a young buck how to move in these streets. Crowd was trying to follow Saga a little bit in this. Saga round two was solid. I don't think it was better than his first round. Talk to me, Timbo.
No, you're right though. It was consistent in the fact that it was solid. Not as good as his first. I still have his first being the best out of the first two. But it was fire. That South Park line was crazy.
Yeah.
He was spitting more pain rap in that second round than his first. But good, solid second round. But what do we say, Dre?
It's beatable. In the words of my brother Timbo, it's beatable.
It's beatable.
It's beatable.
Let's go, Chess, what you got?
Chess says on round two, the Weekend at Bernie line, I thought that was cool. I clean them quicker than restaurants when inspectors come. Thought that was hard. The intersection line was cool. The ambidextrous line was cool. I had to learn to pop locks. This ain't a dancing lesson. Thought that was hard, Chess.
Mm-hmm.
Chess was more animated in this round, direct to the point, not slowing down, just going right in, pause. Chess hopped on Saga trying to school him on how he should run his life. I don't look for trouble, but I won't be snoozing when it come. That shit was hard. I'm talking one quill, two sheets wrapped in a pillowcase in a hard floor, cutting squares out of towels to make extra washcloths.
Yeah, we had to cut squares out of towels for the extra washcloth. That was crazy.
Yo, I never lived that life. I'm just keeping it real. I know people glow. I never had
me
to live that life, but
damn. I felt that pain.
That shit
was,
I'm keeping it real. I never had to live that. I have a silver spoon in my mouth, but I had to live that kind of life. That shit was hard.
Yeah.
I felt the pain in that shit, bro.
Yeah.
Especially when you never had to go through that shit, and you had to hear somebody talk about it. It's like, damn, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That was crazy. That was crazy.
You can see Saga talking to DNA and Shine right after that line, like, all right, bro, this little nigga coming to cook. I gave my man my clothes because he was less fortunate than me, so that shit was hard. Man, this little nigga Chess Timbo was spitting that pain rap, man. Even DNA was nodding his head in approval, you can see when Chess was rhyming and shit. You know what I mean? We was in the cold searching for food, like the meat section.
Jesus.
It's like Chess was talking to Saga like he was God, and he's asking Saga, like, hey, God, since you're God, I got a lot of questions for you. You know what I mean?
Why you putting me through this? Yeah.
Right. This nigga repping New World X, the Lord should G-check him.
Wow.
And I did like the Adam Eve C-section line, Timbo. That shit was hard.
Yeah.
That shit was hard.
Crazy.
And because the revenue, he can make revenue off this. Chess told Saga, I'm your God. Man, solid fucking round from Chess, man. Cakes up almighty. I got Chess winning round two, Timbo. Talk to me.
Definitely round two goes to Chess to me. I thought there were more haymakers in this one. I thought the crowd was fucking with it more. He was a lot more comfortable in that second round, too. And like I said, with Saga's round, it was beatable, and Chess showed us why.
Facts. Round three, Saga, the Martin line, that was cold. Saga talking to K-Shine about his temper. Saga, my nigga, there's no need to be addressing your boy Shine, not even for 10 seconds, my nigga, after fucking the shit Chess was spitting in this second round, my G.
You better get straight to those bars, straight up, after Chess.
You dig?
Round.
Like, for real.
Yeah.
The Donald Trump immigration line, I thought that was dope. Shine had you in the club. Bad boy line was dope. The Chess flips, the Chess eyes was solid. He talked about Chess temper. Angle was okay. The Heimlich maneuver line was solid. Saying Steams really cared about you, Angle, was okay. You kind of OD'd on talking about Steams too much for me, Saga. Like, you said that in the first round, my guy. Like, leave it alone. What you thought about Saga's third round, Timbo?
In my opinion, it was his weakest round. It was okay.
I agree.
Definitely. If Chess rapped what he rapped that second, it was going to be a easy 2-1 to me. So
right.
It was definitely a beatable round from Saga.
Chess goes to his third round. I did like when he did the T-top shit. URL, this about closing verse. The only non-red on NWX. Shout out to my man T-Top. I thought that was hilarious. And I think a lot of people, no shade to NWX, I fuck with them cats, but I think a lot of people look at Top like, okay, him and Shine, maybe you want to call it street rappers, even though Big T's from Chicago. Let's not even act like Big T ain't no sucker.
I'd say that.
Didn't he get, Yeah, Big T, I think he took a bullet before. He said in his rounds before and shit. So,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Big
but
T, Big T got shot. I think there was this was just a few years ago, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Chess says, if it wasn't for DNA, you'd be where Prep is at. Now, by Chess saying if it wasn't for DNA, basically that's kind of telling me, Timbo, translation, that DNA is the lead of NWX. DNA is helping
him
get matches. Maybe DNA is helping Saga in his career. Would you agree with that?
I would. I feel like he is the furthest in his career in NWX, so I think they do look at him as the face. And you're right. Maybe he is helping get matches and certain opponents, you know, saying, yo, I think so-and-so would be good for so-and-so. You know what I mean? I think DNA has a word in that, for sure.
And it's almost the same effect like Young Cannon in, with Cave Gang. Now, hopefully, Young Cannon's a veteran, but maybe you're under the umbrella of Cave Gang now. Tay Rock can rub shoulders and be like, yo, Chico, Norb, Smack, Beasley.
Exactly.
Get my man YK on his card. You feel me?
It's like a chess move, you know? You're right.
No pun intended.
Straight up.
What he said, one donkey dead, and I'm dead ass. The imaginary friend line was cool. Fucking jerk off. You feeling yourself? You really willing to die for nothing? He said, you follow, thou shalt not kill. I follow, get them before they get me. Woof. Lord.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy. The battle outside, like Big T angle was crazy, I thought. He said, two niggas, one ratchet, and a ladder. That's Jeff, Lita, and Matt. Woo-hoo, the Hardy Boys. Talk that Hardy Boy shit there, Chess.
Yo.
They know if they grab the woman first, the men would be easy to snatch. I thought that line was crazy. They use light skin versus dark skin to keep us attached. All that shit was hard. I got Chess winning 2-1. Clear. Talk to me.
Couldn't say it any better. I thought Chess ended his battle with an incredible round and really honestly made it not too arguable for me. You know, I thought he clearly got that second, and I thought he clearly got that third, too. So I'm saying Chess 2-1, man. Come on.
I think the ill thing, before we wrap up here about this recap here, Timbo, with this particular battle, the things we have to remember now, Chess is only 18 years of age. That little nigga started battle rap when he was 16. So when I say that to say this, that a young dude from the hood, his age, he has, I don't want to say a career going, but my nigga, he's probably walking around high school like, yo, that's Chess. Like, he's probably the man in school. You feel me? That little dirty nigga's probably the man in high school. You know what I'm saying? And for him to, you know, keep his eye on the prize, you know, he got a bigger thing for him. He got battle rap, probably make music. He's only 18 years of age, and the shit that he spits.
It's crazy, man.
I always say this about Chess. He's the little nigga in Belly that Nas is talking to in Belly. That's who Chess is, man. Chess is little Fresh in the movie Fresh. That's who Chess is. So, 2-1 Chess. And can we agree that Saga wasn't bad, though? Let's not front like Saga was terrible. I see 3-0. Saga was whack.
I totally disagree
with the Saga was whack conversation.
Yeah, I agree. He wasn't bad at all. But Chess is just a different dude, man. Chess is nice. I'm telling you, bro. Crazy.
Shout out to those
dudes.
Word.
Chess and Saga. It's out now, urltb.tv. Smack was good. Let's go over the bridge to RBE.
Okay.
Shout out to ARP, dropping a battle.
Yes.
Thanksgiving. My apologies. Thanksgiving. A-Verb. How you score this one, bro?
Now, when we first heard wins of this battle here, I think the consensus was that Verb is going to mollywop and say the most disrespectful shit known to mankind to Bonnie. You know, we've seen Old Red battle, Miss Hustle. We just seen there's an official battle, Tay Rock battle C3. They had a 2-on-2 with Shine and DNA against Bonnie and 40 Bars. 40 Bars and Cortez a battle. So, you know, but if there's two cats in the battle rap community that we want to see battle females, is Averb and Arsenal. Would you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. I would agree with that.
I'm going on record right here on PSA and said I would love to see Arsenal and Averb battle QB and Miss Hustle.
Damn.
Debo, I'm giving you a match.
Disrespectful as fuck.
Yeah, I think Arsenal and Verb together, Timbo, would be some fucking yo. But yo, round one, Verb sets it off. Actually being kind of nice to Bonnie in the beginning, soften her up a little bit. Any nigga betting on Bonnie is a closet homosexual. A lot of you Captain Saber old niggas probably won't like this shit. I did like this shit what Verb was saying, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I'm pretty sure every nigga in the venue or every nigga watching this shit who went through this shit that I'm about to spit that Verb was saying was some real shit. I'm doing this for every athlete that's get tricked in every sport. I'm doing this for every dope boy that blew bands on hoes, and when they got jammed, none of them hoes showed up to his trial in court. I'm doing this for every nigga that lost half his fortune when you hoes filed for divorce. I'm doing this for every nigga who baby mama bitter, he moved on, now she want to put him on child support. Damn! Nigga! Yo, I felt that shit. I'm not even going to hold you, man. Talked about Bonnie's self-esteem. He was probably the ugly girl in school that sat way in the corner that wrote, "Do you like me?" in every note in school. I thought that was hilarious, my nigga. You be saying shit, and then you stop saying shit, sort of like Surf do. Ooh, he took a shot at Surf. That shot he took at Surf was cold. He said, by judging your excessive makeup and Instagram, you have low self-esteem. You post pictures all day for approval from your followers. Like you a bad bitch. A bad bitch don't post a lot of pics because we know she a bad bitch. Don't need to remind us. Like, oh, that whole angle Verb was doing there was hard, man. Nigga said, I didn't come here for the big check. I came here to get dick checks. That was hilarious. His showtime was cold. Let's see if Bonnie passed the fish test.
That was crazy.
Yo, cold round from Verb. You know what I'm saying? If Bonnie was my sister, Verb, me and you have to have a discussion after this battle, after this first round, my nigga. That was my sister, like, for real. So what you thought about Verb first round, my G?
It was funny as hell, yo. He was going in. He was talking to her, bro. It was nice. It was nice. I didn't see Bonnie beating this round.
Bonnie sets it off. We booked him for his pension line. Was cold. If you ain't come with the waves, why you showboat? Thought that was cool. The sorority line was cold.
Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another animated nigga on stage. Think he cold because he ice age. But I ain't see a bitch checking for Verb since my teacher in the ninth grade. That shit was cold. Showtime had been hot since 09. Was cold. Bonnie had a lot of jokes that hit. Solid round from Bonnie. But I got to go with Verb round one. Clearly.
Definitely I got to go with Verb round one. More bars hit. Bonnie's was good. She had some decent bars sprinkled here and there, but I mean Verb stole it. Verb killed me.
Round two, I'm gonna keep it real, Bonnie. You wasting time with this rap shit. You should be selling pussy like a real woman. Yo, my nigga. Come on, son. Yo, the nigga Mickey Fax had to rub sweat off his fucking forehead after that line, my nigga. Bonnie even looked like she was breathing hard, like, oh, God, this nigga did not. Verb said, what you know about cocaine slangers and gang neighbors, wartime, and before we went to get wrecked, OGs trained us. When hoes like you moved to the set, Bonnie, we trained them. You don't even know what pain was. I was a youngin' having a dream about being a baller, walking in the court to shoot jumpers, stepping over junkies, shooting their veins up. Verb was talking that pain rap, man. Verb went into some real serious wordplay. The slider curve pitch changeup was cold. He said, when I'm in rap mode, I turn into someone else. I switch souls. I snatch souls. That Shung Sun Showtime, Johnny Storm with the flame on. He said, yeah, they cheering for you, but I bet if I left this cannon flash, I bet none of those were supposed to, some shit like that. That shit was cold. What you thought about Verb second round?
That was crazy. crazy. I mean, he was still spitting that pain rap. Like, Verb was going in. It seemed like this was personal to him. Like, he was just, you know, he was spitting bars. Verb second was fire.
And I did like how Verb crafted each round and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
Bonnie sets it off with the angle of, you look like the type of nigga. That was cool. She said, you look like the type of nigga that know your man is fucking a bitch and just keep calling. I thought that was hilarious. I ain't going front, Bonnie. That was hilarious. The free balling line was cool. The three-point line was cool. The Ray Charles pick-and-roll line was solid. The Flavor Flav, Loving New York line, Bonnie. Kind of heard that a couple times already. Bonnie with a okay round. I got Verb winning that round, clearly, my nigga. Talk to me.
I mean, there's no reason to detail it. 2-0 going in the third, straight up. That's it.
Oh, man. Round three, Verb damn near went straight disrespecting this round. Nigga said, it's been nice, Tramp, but I got to give the people what they want to see. He said, you ugly-ass bitch, you reptile face cunt, fucker, period. It looks like you shed skin once a month. You disgust me.
Jesus.
I know that pussy musty. I can imagine the aroma while you fucking, the aroma of lunch meat. That nigga Verb, yo.
Crazy.
Disrespectful as shit, man. Nigga said, if you walk by the woods, nigga will get the hunt on. I don't give a fuck. Wait, I like what he said. I don't give a fuck on some jazz shit. I take four Viagra like a savage. Fuck you in your ass, bitch. Your ass ripped. For 6 days, you shit acid. Yo, I ain't gonna front, man. Yo, I got Verb third round was cold, man. What you thought about Verb's third round?
Man, Verb had like very little dry spots in this battle. Like you said, each round was crafted so dope. It was fire. His third round was fucking dope. I saw no chance for Bonnie. And man, just talk about that third round from her, bro. Come on.
Third round, Bonnie says, you grew up with a dyke mom. And then you hear Verb say, no, I didn't. No, I don't. I thought that shit was hilarious. Bonnie had some clever bars. Now, pause, and more pause when I go here. Please. Son, what do you do, Timbo, if you're battling a female and she just whips out a dildo out on you, my nigga? Like, every nigga in the stage had to bow face like, yo, what the fuck is going on right now, B?
Bro, I don't know. Like, you got to be in that position to react. Like, what do you do? Do you just stop the fucking battle? You say, yo, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, that's some dumb shit.
Even when she had that in her hand, she didn't really incorporate her rhymes the way she did. I think if you have Ms. Couture or Official or QB with that in their hand, they would have made it sound better with that in their hand. You get what I'm saying? If that makes any sense. Averb 3-0, my nigga.
Clear. Like,
clear.
Let's just be honest about it. So,
but Bonnie wasn't bad,
3-0 for him. She wasn't bad. She wasn't, like, good. Like, great.
Oh, shit. Verb 3-0, man.
Jesus, man. Yo, shout out to Verb and Bonnie, man. RBE, the battle is out now. Go check that shit out, man. What else we got, Dre? Oh, let's not forget. UW. We're going to Jersey. Across the other bridge. The battle dropped. Shotgun Shug versus Sue Surf. It's out now. Crazy trailer at the beginning. We'll be getting into that right after this. What you thought of this, man? A lot of shit happened in this battle, Dre.
A lot of shit happened in this battle, my nigga. Like, this is not what we expected, I don't think. And this is why I go back to when we interviewed Shug and Surf, and they told us on this show that this battle is going to match A-Verb and Hitman. Surf, Shug, I fucks with both y'all niggas, but you have to get the Archie Bunk Award right now. Ain't no way in hell this shit is touching Verb. No, sorry. Surf sets it off, getting an arsenal, which I was cool with because the battle before, which was Tay Rock versus Oz, Oz took a few shots at Surf. I just wish Surf would have got in Oz's face and said that just to let him know, Oz, shit is real, my nigga. We need to get it on the popping. You know what I mean?
Straight up.
Surf says Norbs hit him up, and I guess Surf put the word in for Suge to get the battle versus Hollywood. Surf said, this is the biggest battle of your career. Here I go doing favors again. I thought that was dope. The shit you rap about, your homies do. We was really purging. Yeah, you baby Loke. You was adopted by Bergen. Thought that shit was crazy. Surf hops on Suge not going to Detroit. When all that situation with Trick Trick and all that went down, you were supposed to have, we were supposed to have more techs in the D in Detroit than Rashid. Wow, that shit was cold. That was some real talk right there, sir. In the car riding with Grapes, like mommy went food shopping. Thought that was hard, sir. Savage shit, package flips, project pack of Crips, half a grape, half a bitch, on the knee with the seven, collar, Colin Kaepernick. That was crazy.
Yep.
That was crazy. The Jimmy Newsom shit line was cool. Surf got more personal, saying he was there for the phone calls. Yo, Surf, why ain't on some of madness? Like, when Suge hit him up, I guess he's saying, like, yo, why ain't on some of madness, bro? What's going on? Like, yo, Surf got real personal on that one. I got Surf taking round one early. Clearly, his personals were a bit better. What do you think about...
You know what?
I'm going to say
even look for a pattern throughout the battle as far as personals go. Mm-hmm. I think this is a pattern with Surf throughout the battle as far as how good he goes with the personals and stuff like that. Even his wordplay is fire. I got a clear 1-0 going into the second.
But I fucked up, though, because I didn't even say Suge's the first round. Pardon self. Let's start over. I fucked up. I'll get to this part. Set it off again.
All right, I'm going to start it off right now. Yeah. U-Dub drops the crazy battle, man. Sue Surf versus Shotgun Suge. I got to admit, we do have a trailer at the beginning we'll get to right after this recap. The battle is out. Suge and Surf, battle for Jersey, however you want to put it. My bro Dre, what you think of this one?
This battle, we'll get into the particulars in a minute, but... Like I said earlier, like, we spoke to Suge and Surf before this battle popped off. These niggas both told us this battle is going to live up to A-Verb and Hitman. We understand that you got to sell the fight to the public, sell the fight to the pay-per-view, but ain't no way in hell nobody was buying that Suge and Surf was going to live up to A-Verb and Hitman. I just was not buying that. Just wasn't buying that. Round one, Suge sets it off talking about Surf's strap charge. Suge says he really put in work. Asks Pac-Man. I guess Pac-Man is Surf's homeboy, I guess. Shooting a driver because Surf in the back was all right. Surf got his name for rollerblading. That was funny. Let him off the whip like Trey Styles. Boys in the Hood movie reference, okay. I'm in the state of New Jersey. I never seen a nigga beat two gun charges. That was all right. Dying the Jordan pose line was cool. He said, rah-rah, come up with the rah-rah. He going to make it past Cotton. And it was funny about Cotton. I remember when we interviewed Sue Surf, and he explained to us what Cotton was, because we didn't know what the fuck what Cotton was. And from him explaining to me and Timbo, Cotton is a funeral home, I guess, in Jersey. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Timbo, and it's funny, you and I discussed when we did a breakdown of Suge and Surf, will there be certain lines that the public won't get on TV because we're not from Jersey. Certain things they say in their bars will be pertaining to what's going on in Jersey. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't really get the cotton until Surf explained to us. The fresh dog hanging from a fire escape. I did like that from the movie Fresh. You know, Suge in his movie reference bars. He loves these fucking movie rhymes. Hollow Tips, Coneheads line was cool. Suge first round was cool. Had stuff here and there. Suge, I don't think you had a haymaker or a big haymaker in your first round. What you thought about Suge's first round, Timbo?
Like you said, there was no heavy, heavy haymakers in this. There were some good bars, but the haymakers weren't there.
Like, there wasn't any room shakers in it.
Facts. Round one, Sue Surf sets it off, getting Arsenal. And I did like that angle, Timbo, just for the fact that Arsenal and T-Rock battled right before that. Arsenal took a few shots at Surf. And Surf let him know that, my nigga, at some particular time, we need to do-si-do, my nigga. Now, before I go into this, Timbo, Arsenal and Sue Surf, is that a battle that you want to see, or you want some shit like, nah, I don't want to see that?
Not right now. I'm good off that. I don't need to see it.
Nah?
You? Nah, you?
I think at some time they got to battle, though, son. At some particular time, these two niggas have to battle. Sirius Jones, Arsenal, that's cool, but it's not going to live up to the hype. Just the hype alone. Trailer alone. They drop Sue Surf and Arsenal tomorrow. Nigga. Nigga. You talking about 1A, 1B. Now, Arsenal, to me, you could say is, I don't want to say king of Jersey, but is he number one? Or Surf, who's number one for you?
To be honest,
Timbo, is it like this, that you that Arsenal on stats alone might be number one because of views, this, that, and the third, and he's been doing it before Surf? Or is it more that, you know, yeah, he has, but Surf, I rock with Surf a little more?
I think I rock with Surf more, as far as I like Surf's battles more.
Right.
But I think Arsenal has done more. I'll say that. Definitely.
I agree with that.
I feel like Arsenal's done more.
Surf says Norbs hit him up, and I guess Surf put the word in for Shook to get the battle versus Hollywood. This is the biggest battle of your career. Here I go doing favors again. That shit you rap about, your homies do. We was really purging. Yeah, baby. Yeah, you baby Loke, but you was adopted by Bergen. Surf Hops on Shook not going to Detroit when all that trick shit was going down. We were supposed to have more techs in Detroit than Rashid. That was some real ass talk right there, Surf. Not gonna lie to you, my nigga. In the car riding with grapes like mommy went food shopping. Savage shit. Package flips. Project pack of crips. Half a grape, half a bitch. On the knee with the seven. Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick.
That Jimmy Newsom shit line was cold. Surf got real personal, man, on this particular round, man. He said, I was there for the phone calls when Shook was saying, why ain't no summer madness, son? Timbo, I got Surf winning this round one, man, clearly. Talk to me.
Clearly. Personals hit more. There was more room shakers as far as bars. I think his bars got a lot more reaction than Shook's did. And clearly got round one to me.
Round two, Shug said, I watch his interviews, and he called me his son. Well, first of all, let me shout out Shug right there, because truth be told, I got to pop me in Timbo's collar. I'm going to do it right here. When he says, I watch his interviews, and he called me son, well, you know when he called when Surf called Shug his son? Oh, that'd be PSA. He did call him son on this particular show. So shout out to Shug for listening to our show first off. Shook said, I'm your son, but you follow my footsteps. Styles P, I did it first. AR Ab, I did it first. Just hooked up with Beans. I bet in 2 weeks he tried to get a verse. I didn't like that. That shit was hard. You disloyal soldier. I should make him swallow a warhead. That was cool. Shook talked about when Surf battled Calico, and Surf let Cal put him in his place. And when Shook battled Cal, he had more aggression. I guess he's trying to say that he manned up more when he battled Calico more than Surf did. Now, we know Shook like the pocket check cats. That's his go-to move. But I ain't going to lie to him. That heart check is a new maneuver, my nigga. Now, when Shook did that heart check shit, I dead-ass thought shit was going to pop off right there. You know what I'm saying?
So did I.
When we interviewed Surf, we asked him, yo, the pocket check. He's like, yo, don't put your hands on me. So I was kind of, you know what I mean? Were you surprised that Shook did that? The heart check more than, I think the heart check is more than, more vicious than the pocket check.
Yep, I was surprised Shook did that.
Straight up. How you making mixtapes about Newark, but you heard it's Irvington in the building, Jersey Bars, of course. And then let's play a game called Let's Put It on a Set. That was cool. Now, Shook, my nigga, bruh, I fucks with you, my nigga. Fucks with your music, you know that. I was riding with you when it wasn't cool to ride with Shotgun Shook. But my nigga, what the fuck is this whole Jadakiss whole, like, my nigga, really?
Like,
I just think that's weak, my nigga. I gotta keep it real, Timo. You know I fuck with Shook, but I gotta keep it real. That is weak writing, my nigga. You're battling Sue Surf, your man who people try to, the nigga said you're his son. You heard him interviews. So you think to yourself, I'm gonna take a Jadakiss rhyme, take some words out, put his name in there, put certain battle rappers' name in there, put my name in there, take our 50 Cent name out of there, da da da. My nigga, come on, man. I was not feeling that shit, bro. Like, to me, you lose mad points on that. There's no, I'm gonna sit there like, bro, really? That you really gonna take Jada's whole fucking shit, Shug?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, my nigga. Come on, bro. What you thought about Shug's second round, my nigga?
Once again,
I thought he started
straight,
good,
no, like,
but then he got to that Jadakiss shit and lost me.
It was good, but still no real room rockers.
Mm.
Like, I just don't think there was any really, really hard room shakers. So it was good, but once again, beatable.
Now, round two. As soon as they show round two, Timbo, you can see the ruckus, the melee on the stage.
Yep.
You have to understand, on Surfside, you have Neighborhood. On Shook's side, you got South Ward, 400 Block niggas. And I said this numerous occasions, it's always the fucking entourages. It's always the entourages.
Mm-hmm.
You got niggas throwing up sets, ice grilling each other. Oh, fuck your hood, fuck your hood. You know what I'm saying, niggas? And, like, that right there was tension. You can understand the tension and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You even see the cat who actually threw the bottle at Surf's direction. You even seen him. Like, you know what I'm saying? If the boys wanted to see the tapes, they had this nigga clear as day on it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Surf went into what his life like, which was cool. But what seemed to rub Shug the wrong way. When Surf said, you turned grape when you was grown, nigga. Like, Shug got really pissed off. Like, he caught feelings off that shit. And I don't live that life. I never did live that life. But you niggas really go crazy for them colors, my nigga. Like, Shug really got mad. Out of all the shit Surf was saying, he touched a nerve when he said, you just turned grape when you turned grown and shit. Like, nigga looked like, no, I didn't, nigga. No, what the fuck? Like, them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you go to 25 minutes and 31 seconds, Surf says Jersey stopped, looked at one of his men, and you can hear him say clear as day, I want to get out of here. Hmm.
So
you know about Surf's second round?
He said this. I heard him say it. And he said, yo, I want to get out of here. Let's go. I want to get out of here. He said it. I mean, I feel like his second round still beats Shug. To be honest, I thought the bars were harder. I got Surf up 2-0.
I just wish Surf needs to. Here's the thing. Because you're going to have some people, Timbo, going to say, all right, my nigga, the water got thrown. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a water, but it didn't hit you per se. And you proceeded to keep rhyming, why stop? Because you notice people are going to say that.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, if you didn't want to rap and you was heated, you should have just not spit your second round. You know what I mean? You want to get out of there, but you still spit your second round, and you still had one more round to spit. You feel me? Round three, Shug went back into the Detroit situation. How Surf lied about Shug not wanting to go to Detroit. Shug went into what his life like. His, you know, which is all right. You know, I guess somebody in Shug's entourage must have said something to Shug, because Shug said never mind and just went Jersey too. You feel me?
Yeah.
What you thought about Shug's third round, my nigga? Tannis battle's bad.
To me, the battle was done at this point, but it was all right.
Surf third round, Surf started rapping, then did some stumbling, fumbling with the ball, then said, I'm done in the middle of rapping. Did I hear Surf say you won the show? Because he said you won, my nigga. He did say you won. If you go listen to Surf, he clear as day told Shug, you won.
I just heard that chick in the crowd say, I want my motherfucking money back.
I did hear that too, son.
That shit was funny as hell.
Now, we've seen Surf and dudes have tension in battle rap, and they decide to battle. You feel me? Hitman and Verb, classic. Shug, in your opinion, why didn't Surf and Shug live up to the hype?
I don't know if the setting was right, Dre. I don't know if everything kind of came together. I don't know if the setting has to be different, like you said, maybe out of New Jersey. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't think it was good.
Here's my 1-2 I think about this, man. I'll be clear. I'll be real. I think this shit should have been on URL. You feel me? I'm gonna keep it real. Number two, I don't think battling in Jersey, to what you said, is number two reason for me. You have all the goons in the building. You're battling in front of the whole state of Jersey. Both of y'all are from Jersey and shit. Both of y'all from Newark and shit. You feel me? I don't think these niggas really went hard for who runs Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Or the shit they want to get up their chest. Y'all been kicking it for so long. Like, I thought this battle would have been better than what it is, man. Surf Shug, it is what it is, bro. This is why I do not want to see K-Sean and Rex battle, because I think this will be the same motherfucking shit, bro.
Dead I don't want to see that battle for a number of reasons, to be honest with you.
Oh, man.
Swear to God. I don't want to see that battle for a number of reasons. But shout out to these guys, man. Surf and Shug battle is out. U-Dub, it's going down. Keep it on the subject of U-Dub. It is happening. Dun, dun, dun. The trailer came out at the beginning of the Surf and Shug battle. It's going down January 22nd. What is it? High 2? Hitman Holla versus... Hold on. Hitman Holla versus Shotgun Shug. Let me make sure I say this shit correctly. Hitman Holla versus Shotgun Shug going down January 22nd on UW, High Stakes 2 in Jersey. Dre, what do you think of this?
Let's keep it real, my nigga. Not to relieve our political connects, but you knew about this shit already. We ain't got to disclose who won or who, but niggas already knew this battle. We just had to play the hush-hush game because that's what we do. You know, you don't want to niggas put you on a certain shit. We not running our mouths over here. You feel me? But we just keep it in the back pocket, and we just watch shit unfold. Just like we knew Adam and Chester were going to battle. Keep shit in the back pocket. It's on UW.
Yep.
Shout out to Arsenal, Ray Swag, and them boys. And I guess if we go back to Hip Hop is Real, we just seen Smack and Beasley talk about that battle. They basically saying, yo, we're not going to get that battle. Somebody else
like, we're
pick
good.
That up. We're good. You feel me?
Yeah.
Even though they say they're good, Timbo, are you cool with it being on UW, or do you think it should have been on URL? Or does it even matter?
URL. URL.
Mm.
I think it should have been
on
URL.
Here's a few things. Hitman Holla has battled Arsenal, who's from Jersey, Sue Surf, from Jersey, Old Red, who's from Jersey. So this is the last nigga in the Jersey four horsemen, if you want to call it, Timbo, that he has to battle. Now, I got Hitman beating Arsenal 2-1. I got Hitman beating Old Red 2-1. I got Surf beating Hitman, though. So his record is what? 2-1?
2-1. 2-1.
No, because he's the fourth person he's battling in Jersey, so he's 3-1, right? He beat
Austin. Yeah. Okay.
Beat Old Red. Lost it to
lost
Surf.
To Surf. Yeah. So he's 2-1 going into this battle with Shug.
Right.
Yeah.
Not a bad record against Jersey niggas and shit. And Hitman has battled in UW already. I thought he had a solid performance against Old Red. Oh, man, how you got spent in your crib like that, my nigga? I don't know, but that's neither here nor there. This is a grudge match. This is what we've all wanted to see. Am I hyped for this, Timbo? I was hyped months ago, but but I still want to see them battle. And let's be real, the return of Hitman Holla. It's funny because when me, you, and Battle Truth were talking the other day, and I said Hitman's in my top five, Battle Truth is like, he don't even battle. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, nigga, he's about to battle soon. I'm just not going to let y'all know. Yet you know. But it's
yeah, straight up.
The news is going to break. You know what I mean? Is this Shug's biggest battle or was Surf's biggest battle? Because I think Hitman's the biggest battle.
I think this will be. I think Hitman.
I'm pretty sure
yep.
Shug's already written rhymes for this dude because they was in the battle numerous times. So I'm pretty sure he has rhymes on deck. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure there's rhymes on deck for both the, on both of their sides.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hitman Holla
return.
2017. Mr. Remix. Show off in the building. When Hitman hits that stage, my nigga, when Hitman hits that stage in Jersey, it's going to be explosive, bro. Before he even spits a fucking line, you dig what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? Who you got, man?
I feel you. This is tough,
man.
I was thinking about this when I saw the trailer. And I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I've been going back and forth. But I got to go Hitman 2-1. I got to do it. I got to go Hitman 2-1. I think it'll turn out similar to the Surf battle where Hitman will have more room shakers. Surf will be good. Huh?
I thought Hitman lost his Surf, so if he come out the way Surf, he won't lose.
I mean, No. I mean, Shotgun Shug versus Surf. To where Surf had more room shakers than Shug. I think that's how it'll be. I think that's how it'll be. I got 2-1 Hitman. Who you got?
I think Shug really wanted Hitman more than Surf, to be honest with you. Like, I think people are going to go back and say, oh, you know, either they think Surf won or Shug won, and they're going to go off that. I think Shug is not going to come play with Hitman. But this is a Hitman Holla we're talking about. I'm pretty sure this man has a lot of shit he has to get off his chest. I'm going to say right now he's probably going to take a shot at URL for not booking this match or not giving him his bread that he wanted and shit. You dig what I'm saying? It's hard to go against Hitman, man. It's hard, but he's like, here's the thing. People are going to say he's sitting on bars. You feel me? Shug, you can't. I don't want to hear you, Shug, talk about taking another nigga rhymes and do, no, don't do that Jadakiss shit in this particular battle, my nigga. Please don't. Shug being at home, does that play a big part to you, or does it matter because Hitman is Hitman?
No, not here. I don't think it plays. It doesn't play a big part to me. No, because I think you're dumb to play to the room. You don't play to the room. You play to what's gonna go out on cam.
I gotta go. Oof. I'm going Shug 2-1.
Damn.
I'm going Shug 2-1. I'm going Shug to. I think, like I said, I think he wants this way more than he wanted Sue Surf. Call that crazy, yeah, they mans and shit. But he's been prepping for this shit, my nigga. This is what he wanted.
Yeah.
He didn't. I don't even think he really wanted to battle Sue Surf. If you remember him telling us clearly, Awesome them called him and said, yo, we got the bag. You want a battle? This battle here where niggas been taking shots at each other for how long? We're talking about from the conceited battle. We're talking about when Hitman battled Clips. So the storyline's been there. The shot's been taken in battles. I get shotgun, Shug. I get shotgun, Shug, shotgun, shot, whatever Hitman said. You feel me? So it's been brewing. Now, I understand Hitman, first time, back in a long time, is the cobwebs there? Is he going to be a little, you know, he's happy and excited, you know, does he have the belly guts, you know, the bubble guts, like the first day of school, eighth grade and shit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go Shug, man. I'm going to go Shug 2-1. That's not clear because I'm not surprised. Hitman's in my top five and Shug not in my top five, but I'm just going off this. I think this is what Shug really wanted. I really think this is what Shug really wanted.
Oh, shit. Well, we're going to see. January 22nd, it's going down. UW, high stakes 2. Let's go, man. Let's go. By the way, before we wrap up here, I'm taking 1 second to say Daylight versus John John from the Mr. Fab event is out now. So go watch that. And, yeah, you already know.
Daylight.
Segment, boys. We here. PSA Radio.
Take us home, my G.
Take us out, my G.
Shout out to my bro, Timbo, man. You already know. Got mad shit on deck and shit. Gonna talk to some cats on Born Legacy 4. Already hollered at a couple dudes already. You know what I'm saying? Tell them, yo, once your battle drops, we want you on here. Yeah, man. Happy Thanksgiving. Shout out to my bro, Timbo. Try to get some interviews with some people and shit for Born Legacy. B-Dot, Wavy, you know, things of that nature. You know?
Let's go. We out.